Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez said that at about 5:15 p.m. Friday, they'd got a call of a shooting about 4 miles east of Oakley, which initially led them to mobilize a SWAT team.
The person that called in did not. All they knew was that there was a female who had obviously been shot in the chest, but did not see any shooter. And so when they called 911, the initial reports were that there's a possible shooter at large. When deputies got on scene, they were able to confirm that there was not a shooter at large, that everybody that was in the cabin where this occurred was present at the scene. And so we were able to stand down SWAT team.
He said arriving officers found the victim on the front porch.
They saw a female, early 40s, on the front porch of a cabin with an apparent gunshot wound to the chest, and a male and a female, unknown at the time, performing CPR. At the time, we still did not know if we had a at-large suspect, so a sweep of the area was conducted, and medical arrived on scene, and we secured the area.
Martinez said the shooting brought a neighbor from next door and the woman's boyfriend to her side to attempt medical assistance.
What it looks like is that the female, the victim, was in the house by herself, and the neighbor heard blood-curdling screams and came out and saw the female exit the residence and fall to the ground in pool of blood. The boyfriend was next door looking at another house that I think he's trying to buy, and he was with a buddy of his. The female neighbor came over, and she's the one who started the initial CPR, and as she was doing CPR, another neighbor had called 911 and was yelling very loudly, and that's what alerted the boyfriend and his friend to come out of the other cabin, and he sees the one neighbor doing CPR, and so he gets involved while the other neighbor is on the phone with 911.
Martinez said the boyfriend has been renting the cabin where the shooting took place for a year or two. The female victim is from outside the area. Captain Martinez said they obtained a search warrant at the home, recovered a gun, and found the room where the shooting took place. He said the male renter of the home and his friend are considered witnesses, not suspects.
We interviewed the male boyfriend and his friend. They're extremely cooperative. And through this investigation, preliminarily, it appears that it's leaning more towards a suicide. And that's how we are investigating it at this time. We are still waiting for an official report from the medical examiner's office before we're ready to come out and classify this as a suicide.
Captain Justin Martinez, you said they have not disclosed the victim's name yet, pending contact with next of kin. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.